Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Sholes. This week, we're returning to an author that I love very, very much. It's somebody who his very style of writing dictates how I read the stories, and I know I've gotten a number of messages from many of you that you like it as well. This is a return to Carl Sandburg and his book of Rutabaga Pigeons. We're going to start with two stories told by the potato-faced blind man and one of the two stories about bugs and eggs. And in this first story, we're going to see some familiar characters. This is The Skyscraper to the Moon and How the Green Rat with the Rheumatism Ran 1,000 miles twice. Blixey Blimmer's mother was chopping hash, and the hatchet broke. So Blixey started downtown with 15 cents to buy a new hash hatchet for chopping hash. Downtown, she peeped around the corner next nearest the post office where the potato-faced blind man sat with his accordion. And the old man had his legs crossed, one foot on the sidewalk, the other foot up in the air. The foot in the air had a green rat sitting on it, tying the old man's shoestrings in knots and double knots. Whenever the old man's foot wiggled and wriggled, the green rat wiggled and wriggled. The tail of the rat wrapped 5 wraps around the shoe and then fastened and tied like a package. On the back of the green rat was a long white swipe from one end of the nose to the end of the tail. 2 little white swipes stuck up over the eyelashes, and 5 short, thick swipes of white played Pussy Wants a Corner back of the ears and along the ribs of the green rat. They were talking, the old man and the green rat, talking about alligators and why the alligators keep their baby shoes locked up in trunks over the winter time and why the rats in the moon lock their mittens in iceboxes. "I had the rheumatism last summer 1 year ago, said the rat. "I had the rheumatism so bad I ran 1,000 miles south and west till I came to the egg towns and stopped in the village of Eggs Up."
"So?" quizzed the potato face.
"There in the village of Eggs Up they asked me, 'Do you know how to stop the moon moving?' I answered them, 'Yes, I know how. A baby alligator told me, but I told the baby alligator I wouldn't tell. Many years ago, there in that village of Eggs Up, they started making a skyscraper to go up till it reached the moon. They said, "We will step in the elevator and go up to the roof and sit on the roof and eat supper on the moon." The bricklayers and the mortar men and the iron workers and the wheelbarrows and the plasterers went higher and higher making that skyscraper till at last they were halfway up the moon, saying to each other while they worked, "We will step in the elevator and go up to the roof and sit on the roof and eat supper on the moon." Yes, they were halfway up to the moon. And that night, looking at the moon, they saw it move. And they said to each other, "We must stop the moon moving." And they said later, "We don't know how to stop the moon moving." And the bricklayers and the mortar men and the iron riveters and the wheelbarrows and the plasterers said to each other, "If we go on now and make this skyscraper, it will miss the moon. And we will never go up in the elevator and sit on the roof and eat supper on the moon." So they took the skyscraper down and started making it over again, aiming it straight at the moon again, and one night, standing looking at the moon, they saw it move, and they said to each other, "We must stop the moon moving," saying later to each other, "We don't know how to stop the moon moving." And now they stand in the streets at night there in the village of Eggs Up, stretching their necks, looking at the moon, and asking each other, "Why does the moon move, and how do we stop the moon moving?" Whenever I saw them standing there stretching their necks at the moon, I had a zigzag ache in my left hind foot, and I wanted to tell them what the baby alligator told me, the secret of how to stop the moon moving. One night, that ache zigzagged me so, way inside my left hind foot, it zigzagged so I ran home here 1,000 miles.
The potato-faced blind man wriggled his shoe, and the green rat wriggled, and the long swipe from the end of the nose of the tail of the green rat wriggled.
"Is your rheumatism better?" the old man asked.
The rat answered, "Any rheumatism is better if you run 1,000 miles twice."
And Blixey Bimmer went home with the 15-cent hash hatchet for her mother to chop hash. Blixey said to herself,
"It is a large morning to be thoughtful about."
And that is The Skyscraper to the Moon and How the Green Rat with the Rheumatism Ran 1,000 miles twice. And this is the first story in this collection of Rutabaga Pigeons, and Blixey Bimmer says it all for us lovers of Carl Sandburg's American fairy tales. in that, that is an awful lot to be thoughtful about. This is Dan Scholes for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.